From the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's, Henry Mancini's Moon River, a great pop standard and a classical favorite too. Here on Bill's Classical Jukebox, we have a special guest, David Adair, is the business manager of the Georgian Bay Symphony, and that's why I played Mancini, because his music is going to be featured on their first concert of the season on Saturday, February the 8th. David, welcome. Always nice to see you.
Yes, always good to be here.
And I want to, before we talk about the season, and it's an exciting program, well, more than one, that you have lined up for the Georgian Bay Symphony, let's do a little bit of history for folks who are maybe not familiar, perhaps some of the folks listening to us in Toronto or in Coburg or in Eastern Ontario. But it was 1972 when a group of dedicated local musicians around the Owen Sound area decided to enter the Kiwanis Music Festival, a music professor from the University of Western Ontario named Herman Dillmore, and you take it from there.
Yeah, so they decided to enter the Kiwanis Festival, as you said, and after the festival, Herman Dillmore came up to them and said, would you guys like to form a community orchestra? And they said, well, sure. So that fall, he became their first conductor, and they had their first formal concert, and we've been going ever since.
Well, I mean, that's quite a record since 1972, year after year. It's kept growing since 2015. You've had the wonderful services of musical director François Ko. What's his background?
François Ko is originally from Korea. He studied music there, and then he studied conducting in France. And he's been at McGill, and he's now finishing up his doctorate in conducting at the University of Toronto.
And it's not that far to drive.
No, it's not really.
And the roads are better now than they were in 1972.
So yes.
François got the good deal. One of the things that you do besides make wonderful music for the community is encourage talented young people, bursaries, scholarships, more, please.
So we have quite a few young people who perform with us every year, high school students, and we offer them a variety of bursaries and scholarships if they're going on to study music at university. And we're quite happy to do that, and we often have them come back over their university career and perform with us at our concerts, and we usually are able to pay them a small honorarium to come back.
To make the journey back for a weekend concert. Well, it's quite a story, a great story, and once again, you've set up a great program for the coming season, beginning, as I said, Saturday, February the 8th. And this is a program that has not only the Mancini we referred to, but stuff by Georg Philipp Telemann and Leroy Anderson. Telemann first. He was a great Baroque era composer.
Yeah, so Telemann, it's a concerto for three oboes, and actually our three principal oboes will be the guest artists for that. We do like to showcase our own players from time to time. We have, you know, out-of-town guest artists, but we have so much talent within the orchestra itself that it's nice to sort of showcase them.
You found Leroy Anderson's Typewriter Song. Now, that is just, to me, one of the most clever pieces of music ever created.
Yes, and we've actually borrowed a typewriter. We had to borrow a typewriter from...
Yeah, well, does anybody have one anymore?
No, and it's a vintage typewriter from an antique dealer in Paisley.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we borrowed it for the weekend.
And will someone be at the typewriter?
Yes, one of our percussionists will be playing the typewriter.
Well, it was a percussion thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You had to hit those keys. I'm sure some of the younger members of your orchestra said... Typewriter? What's that?
Exactly. You know. It doesn't sound the same on a computer keyboard.
No, it certainly doesn't. So Leroy Anderson, of course, in the 1950s wrote that, taking advantage of what was then current technology.
Yeah. And we're doing his sandpaper ballet as well, which involves actual sandpaper.
Yeah, well, that's what he did. He took real things, kind of an early Andy Warhol, maybe. We want to talk about that Henry Mancini music. It's a tribute. And tell us more about who created it and what's in there.
Well, it's kind of his big hits, and they've been arranged for orchestra. There's no singing or anything. It's just it's an orchestral version of some of his biggest pieces, and I mean they're all very musical, so it's easy to have, you know, scored them for an orchestra.
Yeah, well, he wrote so many great movie themes. That's not all he did, but he's best remembered, of course. I think he won a dozen or more Oscars for all those terrific film scores. Well, that one's going to be at the East Ridge Community School, Owen Sound. Talk about that venue.
So it's an excellent venue. When it was built, it was originally a high school, and the symphony at the time was involved in the design of the auditorium that we're in. So it's a 700-seat auditorium, and it It is ostensibly designed for the Georgia Bay Symphony.
And you're calling it Jeans and Classics.
Yeah.
Casual, huh?
Yes, it's sort of a casual classic concert. We're doing everything from Henry Mancini. We're doing a selection of Phantom of the Opera. We're doing some Vivaldi. It's really everything. We thought, well, maybe we should call it like potpourri or something. But
Jeans and casual, yeah. That's light and easy.
Yeah.
Let's jump ahead to your next concert, which is going to be in March, 28th of March, also at East Ridge Community School in Owen Sound. And you're bringing in a very special talent, a pianist named Yeongun Kim.
Yes, and he is going to be doing Beethoven's Fifth Piano Concerto. And in fact, we're then going to be presenting Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. It's the 250th anniversary this year of Beethoven's birth. And so we've gone all out with the highlights of like probably his most famous piano concerto and, of course, his most famous symphony.
Well, not only his most famous symphony, probably the most famous symphony ever written
exactly.
by anybody anywhere.
Yes.
Yeah, party like it's 1770 is the line on your billboards. And it was 1770, you know, 250 years ago that Beethoven was born in Bonn. And what a talent he was. You interrupt the performance. Well, not completely interrupt, but you're always planning a special Vintner's Dinner and Wine Auction. And the 21st annual is going to be in April on the 25th.
Yes, and that will be at Cobble Beach, which is just a bit north of Owen Sound. Wonderful golf course. And we have a wonderful meal paired with two wines from two Ontario vintners. It's about four or five glasses of wine over the... Mm-hmm. Of course, and the vintners have paired it with the appetizer, with the entree, with the soup course. And usually if one of the other has a dessert wine, then we pair that with the dessert course as well.
And a silent auction to raise some
and
funds?
And a silent auction and a live auction of rare wines as
okay.
well.
Okay. And it is important for a community orchestra cannot exist without this kind of
fundraiser. It's our major fundraiser of the year. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so that one, put it in your calendar right now. Saturday, April 25th, Cobble Beach. Now, do you think the snow will be gone by then?
Oh, I hope so.
We've had a lot, but then we're supposed to up in this part of the world. Let's go to May and your final concert of the season, Mussorgsky, Saint-Saëns, and Ravel. Great, great composers.
Yeah, so we're doing pictures at an exhibition that was arranged by Ravel. In fact, it was one of his more favorite pieces, and we did something by him last year. But we're also doing the Mother Goose Suite, also by Ravel, and the Concerto for Violin Number 3 by Saint-Saëns. And we have a brilliant young violinist coming to do that.
Well, these are the most famous pieces by each of these three composers, and you add the fact that Ravel's involved in the Mussorgsky as well.
Yeah.
It sounds like just an amazing evening, and that one's going to be on Saturday, May the 9th, again at East Ridge Community School in Owen Sound. It sounds like a great season. What's the website people can go to for tickets and any more information?
At georgiabaysymphony.ca.
Simple as that.
Yep.
My guest, David Adair, business manager from the Georgian Bay Symphony, and www.georgianbaysymphony.ca. And just to give you a little more preview of what you're going to see and hear February 8th at their opening concert, Jeans and Classics, some more of Henry Mancini. You remember the Pink Panther, don't you? Thank you. The Pink Panther theme, one of the greats by American composer Henry Mancini, lived 1924 to 1994, and a tribute to Henry Mancini will be part of the program when the Georgian Bay Symphony opens its seasons with a program called Genes and Classics, Saturday, February the 8th, from 3 to 5:30 p.m. at the East Ridge Community School in Owen Sound. Some Telemann, some and also on the program should be just a great musical afternoon with an eclectic assortment of music in a casual atmosphere. Thanks to David Adair, the business manager from the Georgian Bay Symphony. And I remind you that you can find out all you need to know about this concert program and the ones that follow throughout the season when you go online to georgianbaysymphony.ca.